Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who gives edible undies as gifts just because they taste good, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back for hour number two of Nightlight, broadcasting statewide from the City Deck Landing Studios here in Green Bay at WGBW. Got some more texts here. Our question tonight is, in the spirit of Groundhog Day, if you had to live one day over and over, what day would it be and why? And Rico from the 608 chimes in again. Oh, hey, Tim, I'm an amateur songwriter. This is for Tim Kavanaugh, who's here in the studio. He says, I think we should work on a Packer song for next year. We'll get out in front on this thing. Oh, that's a great idea.
That is a great idea. Absolutely.
Oh, Rico's not done, though. He says, I just feel like next year is going to be the big one. Okay. So he's a Packer
fan.
Well,
you know what? You've got a lot of talent. I love your quarterback.
Yeah, Jordan Love. Yeah, he had a very good year. Yeah. Are you a Bears fan, Tim?
What was it? What was that? I have to check with my wife, Chris. What was this? What did I say on the way up? Never identify yourself as a Bears fan.
No, now they love you if you're a Bears fan because they totally.
No, they don't. They still hate us.
No, they hate Minnesota fans here. I think the Bears are just harmless. We're like
teddy bears.
I don't know how that happened. Exactly. But,
well, I know how it happened.
Well, yeah.
They haven't 30 years of incompetent ownership, I'd say.
But. That'll do it. From the 920, Paula, Conrad's mom weighing in. Love it. I would not want any day over and over and over again. Well, Conrad, your mom, she must have had a great day that she, you know, about the day you had Conrad, Paula. No, giving birth is not what you want.
Yeah. I was about to say, I don't know what.
How about the day you conceived?
There you go. The day you... Oh, let's make this really uncomfortable for Conrad. Paula, write in. Tell us what that was like. Was it a let's do this? What is it after a party? Oh, I'm sorry, Conrad. That's making you uncomfortable. And then from the 608, Rico again. I also think Packer fans are hungry for a new song.
Well, you know what? That's a great idea.
You got to top Go Pack Go. Can you do that, Tim? I think you've already done it here tonight.
You know what? I'm going to do is I don't have a Packer song. And I had a Bears song when they were good. But it's now illegal to play it because people commit suicide in Chicago every time I do it. How about this? Everybody loves the Beatles, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
Sure, that's the worst segue I've ever done in my life. But I've got a little bit of a Beatles medley.
Oh, I love it. Let's do it.
All right. This is a long segment, right?
This is a long segment. You can turn this in. This could be your Inagata De Vita, Tim.
This is a parody of every song they've ever it's just maybe five. Here
Tim
we go.
Kavanaugh in the studio.
Thank you, ma'am, for shopping here today. You've got lots of groceries, I have to say. Before I bag them, that's my little task. There's a question that I have to ask. Paper or plastic? Paper or plastic? The long and boring song. Something in the way she moves attracts me to my lover's udders. I say yes, you say no oblinglays. I say stop, and you say no oblinglays again. I say goodbye, and you have no idea what I'm talking about. There's a guy who lives next door. Used to be in the Marine Corps, and his liver isn't right. He is jaundiced day and night. We all live near a yellow ex-marine, yellow ex-marine, yellow ex-marine. Okay, that's
the medley. That is great. Yellow ex-marine.
That's just silly.
I don't remember that one.
Yellow Submarine was a big song. You don't remember my parody of it?
Excuse me. I don't remember that parody.
10 years ago. I may not have done that 10 years ago. The St. Thomas Aquinas Academy, where I am doing an encore performance tomorrow night, 6:30 I go on. Doors open at 5:30. $35, but you get me and you get a band and you get food. And there's going to be Blackjaw.
They're a great band.
And there's and Blackjack. And it's going to be a fun night. It's for a great cause.
So, yeah, you got food. It's probably potluck.
Of course.
It's probably potluck.
Won't be a lot of pot in it.
No.
But
a lot of luck.
The luck.
Is it a casino night? Because I think last time we did it, it was casino.
You know
night.
What? This is a smaller than casino type. Type thing. It's as I said, it's blackjack, and I don't know what other games they're going to have.
Okay. Oh, that sounds like a lot of fun, Tim.
I think Pai
Gao poker.
I don't even know how to pronounce that. Pai Gao? Is that how it is?
Pai Gao. Yeah. Pai Gao. I just did one of your catchphrases inadvertently. Sounds like fun. And Pardo and I did that for a week straight. Every time, and this is a tribute to Tim Kavanaugh, when people are quoting your bits and your callbacks on the road in a mall, like in Grand Rapids or Detroit or wherever we were, it's like everything we'd suggest. Oh, that sounds like fun.
Well, that's great.
And I want to ask you something else, Tim. You told me, I found this out through social media, that you recently had cancer and you're on the mend and you seem great. You're doing really well. And I want to say that this is a testament to this guy in the studio, Tim Kavanaugh. You know, we're both sort of, our career started in that Chicago comedy community.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's tight compared to other cities or not, but I know that when a guy as nice as you has something happen, everybody was like talking about it. And it just is a testament to what a good guy you are. So I'm glad you're on the mend. And
I've gotten a lot of well wishers. 2 years ago, a little over 2 years ago, I was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer.
Oh, wow.
Which is not one of the ones you want.
No, it's not.
I mean, none of the cancers are good.
Right.
But pancreatic cancer is particularly scary. I was very lucky they caught it early. And so I did chemo and radiation. I had the Whipple surgery, which I'd never heard of.
Yeah.
But apparently it's quite popular. it's a hard surgery, as I found out. But it turned out great. And I am 2.5 years cancer free.
God bless. And that is
everything
fantastic.
Everything is going well. And I'm back doing this and I love it. And I still have more fun than I'm supposed to.
we'll keep.
My doctor doesn't like me having this much fun.
No.
No. Well, they don't have a sense of humor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Invite him to the show tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's a short drive. So you also, like I may have mentioned this earlier in the show, we have a good friend in common. And Mike Toomey is your brother-in-law. You married Chris. Mike married Beth. You guys married into the same family. Was that weird at first? Two big-time comics.
You know what? I didn't realize, number one, he was a big-time comic. So when I found that out, it's like, oh, this is a bad idea. Because, I'm not even the favorite comedian in the family anymore.
You were the headliner.
I was the headliner, and now Mike headlines.
This chump shows up, yeah.
Yeah. So, it was great. And actually, I think I can tell this story. It's a true story. My wife, Chris and I, we've been married for 46 years.
Chris is getting embarrassed.
She is embarrassed. Well, can you imagine 46 years with me? She should be embarrassed.
Sounds like fun.
And her sister, who is a wonderful woman, is very, very sweet and pretty girl, was not having a lot of fun, a lot of luck, I should say, with men. And so we got to thinking, you know, who in the Chicago comedy community, okay, because you know the same pool that I'm talking about. Who would you suggest for your sister to marry? And there's one guy. There's one guy. It's Mike Toomey.
So you guys set them up?
Because you know the scumbags.
that yeah. the rest of them are.
I shared comedy condos with them over the years.
Exactly.
Lock
right.
your door at
I
night,
mean, yeah. a lot of comics are not, you know, first of all, most of them have mental problems. And I'm not That's ashamed to say I do too.
Right.
But Mike was like, he's just like such so a normal. Good guy yeah. and a nice guy, and he's funny, and why not? And so yeah. we kind of set him up, and we That's didn't expect so that great. This was going to happen. But now I've got three great nephews and a niece through Mike and his wife. But it's Mike's seed, as we like to call it.
Mike has sired four. That's what I was. Whenever I refer to that, my dad, he just shakes his head. I'm like, no, I'm glad you're my sire, you know, and he just.
That's fantastic.
What's the matter with
this kid? You know? I didn't know that your father was a king, but that's fine. that's good. It's a small comedy yeah. community, and I think that there should be more inbreeding in comedy like there used to be.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. There's not as much of it going on.
I'm sure he told me that years ago, but I had forgotten that you guys set them up.
Yeah,
that's so cool.
Yeah, no, and it's great. And it's worked out so great, and their kids are fantastic.
Yeah.
And Mike and Beth, his wife, are some of the greatest people around.
They're okay.
So it's really, yeah. I wish I had something funny to say about that. They're just good people.
I'm going to ask you this. What is easier? You said you were a Catholic school teacher. Did you ever perform for the students with the guitar?
No, I performed for them in class every day.
Just making them smarter.
Just trying. Well, but you gotta try to entertain them too.
That's true.
But I, you know what? My jokes were not good jokes.
They are an audience, though. You know?
But they are an audience, and they can't go anywhere for 55 minutes. I've got them.
Right.
But I'd ask them, I had this one riddle, what did Jesus use to chop down trees? The Acts of the Apostles.
Did they get that joke?
No.
And you said, I'm going to go do this professionally.
I'm going to go do this professionally and get out your Bibles because you're going to read the Acts of the Apostles right now.
Tim Cavanaugh is going to sing another song for us next. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back to Nightlight. We have a few more minutes with Tim Cavanaugh here in the studio. We were just talking about, you know, you talked about the Funny Bone in Pittsburgh. That was one of my first road gigs, was working there. And I remember you guys were at out at the Monroeville Club one weekend. And I was downtown with the legendary Wid. And we had a snowstorm. And the club owners, who will remain nameless, weren't going to pay us. And we all kind of stuck together.
Yeah.
And, oh, man, I got a phone call. When I got back home on Monday morning, I got yelled at. He said, you're going to get your money. But let me just say this. Because of you, there's going to be an act of God clause in all the contracts. I'm like, oh, whatever. You know, it's just this crazy life.
Yeah.
I can't believe I did that.
And that was an owner. It's probably the only time I ever used the word God. in a sentence that didn't have a swear. Right.
Correct. That's right. So what are your favorite clubs to work while we're on the subject there?
Oh, you know what? I still like working Zanies in Chicago, which is a great club. One of my favorite clubs was it was called the Comedy Club out in Denver, Colorado. It's a great club. There's a comedy club, the Comedy Gallery, up in Minneapolis. And I'm trying to think if there's Ann Arbor Comedy Showcase.
Oh yeah.
Did you know? You probably know this because you're a show business guy, but Lucy Liu was a waitress.
Come on.
When she went to school there.
At Michigan?
Yeah. And she was a waitress at the Ann Arbor Comedy Showcase.
No
I don't
kidding.
Know if you ever worked there.
No, I didn't.
But
I
worked there like all the time. And said,
wow.
I'm sure I must have met Lucy Liu. And she probably remembers me because, you know, with the waitresses, you know how comedians are. I'd always come up. I had this line that I used to use on him. I'd say, "Hey, I'd like a Diet Coke and a water." And, you know, they kind of melted, you know, right in front of me. And, you know, she brought it. And I, you know, I'm sure if I brought that story up, she, you're that guy.
I think she'd remember your songs.
She might.
Did she have Action Star written all over her at the time?
You know what? She had Waitress written all over her.
Did you ever work the Comedy Cafe, Tim, in Milwaukee? Yes. That was always one of my favorite clubs.
Oh, that was a fantastic room. Just a phenomenal. Oh, my God. Unbelievably nice.
And I hear Comedy on State in Madison. That was, I was long gone before that opened, but that's supposed to be a great club, too. But yeah, that Comedy Cafe, I love. They gave me like 4 weeks a year there, and I just couldn't wait to get up there.
Oh, God, the audiences were absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're doing a Catholic school fundraiser tomorrow at my old high school, which used to be called Catholic Central, is now called St. Thomas Aquinas. You have a song I love about the birth of Jesus. I would be honored if you would play it here on the show.
This is a song, yeah. This is, as a religion teacher, I taught religion there. Yeah. And the nuns came up to me one Christmas, and they said, you know, it'd be nice if you could come up with a new Christmas song, something religious, but with modern music that the kids could get into. And I wrote this song, and I thought I'd share it. Here we go.
All right.
Left her nice home in Nazareth, traveling to the town of Bethlehem. She looks roly-poly, cause inside there's something holy. She's about to deliver salvation to man. Shepherds make their gift lists. Proud Mary starting Christmas. Rolling toward redemption. Mary ends up in a stable. There she has the child, and Joseph says, "Oh me, oh my, a teeny little Messiah. Let's call him Mickey, but the name didn't stick." Oh, shepherds make their gift lists. Proud Mary starting Christmas. Rolling toward redemption. Baby was born just round midnight. You know he looked divine. You know he looked all right. And the angels sang, "Gloria, Gloria, 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 Gloria."
Tim Kavanaugh in the studio singing maybe the funniest song I've ever heard. And the first time I remember seeing that, again, I'm in the back of the room, probably emceeing at the Funny Bone in Schaumburg or something.
Yeah, it's one of those funny
and,
places.
You did something when you would move your feet and you'd say, I do my own choreography. The place went nuts.
Yeah. Well, on the radio, I didn't feel that it was necessary.
No, it's not. I don't want you to
do the dancing.
I'm just happy to have you here.
I'm going to do it.
Conrad, did we get that?
We did.
Take a memo.
Good.
Okay.
Right.
We got to get
all right.
It. So who are your influences, Tim? We got a couple more minutes. Who
you know what? I loved Steve Martin when he started doing stand-up. And it was just like, it was just a breath of fresh air. And it was just so funny and silly. And that's one of my sisters has told me recently, you know, I don't like silly. And so like, well, that's why you're not laughing at my act, because my act is, it's a lot of silly, but like Steve Martin, it's like you want it to be kind of smart, but silly too. So that's kind of my hero. And he's a guy who commits to everything he does. And even when it's bombing, I've seen him on Letterman and he'll do this really beautifully prepared thing. And he's just, and it's just dying. And he just, boom. He keeps going. He keeps doing it. You know, he's got a lot of guts. He's taking a lot of chances all the time, all the time. He doesn't have to take chances anymore. He still does.
And you see, sometimes you're like, I can't even believe that's the same guy that used to do this crazy act. I remember listening to his albums when I was like 8 years old. I'm like, I'm not sure I'm supposed to be hearing this. It's like the Eddie Murphy album. But yeah, he was so, it was just great. So, and that doesn't surprise me. You, Tim, I cannot thank you enough for stopping off on your way. You're passing through town anyway, but that's besides the point. It's great to have you here.
It's great to be here. You're a wonderful man and a funny guy. And I'm so happy for your success. And thank you very much for having me.
It's great. You guys, it's great to see you and Chris. And thanks so much. You got to come back again sometime. We'll figure it out, right? But
I'm coming back Monday.
Do you want to play us? That would work. You want to play us to the break?
Can I do? Yeah, this is a real quick. That's another Christmas song.
We go off right here. This is Tim Cavanaugh, Peach Wabba, Nightlight.
Felicia was shot. Felicia was shot. On the Cosby Show, she played Bill's wife. Then he got 10 to life. Do I have time for... Okay.
Play us out, yeah.
Adolf the German reindeer had a very strange mustache. Dancer and Prancer pointed, and the other reindeer laughed. Ha! When Santa hired Adolf, all the reindeers disagreed. They saw a side of Adolf Santa did not see, not see, not see, not see, not see. That's not a good way to end the show, is it?
It's a classic way to end the show. And I think your stuff is great. And it's like, I love... Hopefully, are you going to play that one tomorrow?
Yeah. I know. Maybe.
All right. Maybe not. We got to wrap up. Thanks so much, Tim. Terry Barr is coming up next. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back. Boy, that was fun.
Like the legend of the
Tim Cavanaugh in the studio playing his hilarious, incredibly clever songs. So much fun. Got a few more texts here today. Our question, it's not too late to get in on the party here, folks. If you had to live a day over and over, what day would it be and why? This was inspired because it's Groundhog Day. And that's what we're doing here. What would be your Groundhog Day if you had to live a day over and over? What day would it be and why? 844-967-2789. And we got some text here from the 715. I would relive the day of my 10th birthday. Simpler times. Wow, that must have made quite an impression. That's kind of cool. Yeah, young birthdays are fun because you just, it's like, you have no worries in life at that age. And that's a big, 10th birthday is a big one too, because that's like, you know, double digits, your first double digit birthday. So that's a great one. Actually, the 10th birthday, I like it. And then, I lost my place here. We got another one from the 608. This is Rico again. Okay. Oh, Rico left us a couple. According to Google, the top 100 bands from the 60s, number one, Beatles, number 100, Grateful Dead. And who was number 69 other than Frank Zappa? Tim, I see a little Frank in you. I will relay that to Tim. That's a great observation, Rico. Yeah, Frank Zappa had some crazy lyrics too, but Tim's are like intentionally funny and hilarious, but that's a great observation. Also, I meant that in the best way possible. He was a funny guy. You're absolutely right, Rico. Great guest, Pete, also from Rico. Thank you. I will relay that to Tim as well. And he says, I almost forgot your question. My second grandson's birthday. That's kind of cool. A grandchild's birthday. That's a day you'd want to live over and over in Groundhog Day. That is pretty cool. So good stuff. Great text as always. So we're going to switch gears here. It's been a very musical show so far, and we're going to keep that train rolling with one of my favorite Friday night people to talk to, Miss The host, one of the hosts of Max Inc. here on Civic Media, Terry Barr. Hey, Terry.
Hey, Pete. Wow, that's a hard act to follow.
Yeah.
Your friend was pretty fun.
Well, at least you're not in a comedy club trying to follow Tim with a bunch of people drinking and clapping their hands and rocking out. So I think you do just fine, young lady. It's great to have you here. How are you?
I am good. How about yourself? I bet it was great to be able to connect and have a good time together in studio and share that with everybody.
Yeah, it really was. And he, you know, it's great when you like, you always want to have a friend of yours on, but sometimes you have a friend who, you know, probably wouldn't be a great guest. This is like two times, you know, it's like Tim's a great guy and a great friend and he's a great guest.
Yes.
So he was a lot of fun.
Oh man, you hit it all right there.
Yeah. Thank you. And you are a friend of the show and a friend of mine, Terry. So we're getting into Kavanaugh territory, the Schwab Bar connection here. So,
ooh,
yeah.
I feel very special. Thank you.
As do
and
I.
And it's funny, you know, the longer you and I talk, the more we find out the people that we actually have in common.
Yes.
From Menominee, from Green Bay, from across Wisconsin. It is just such a wonderful small world sometimes.
Yeah, really. It's like, honestly, it's like, and maybe it's the profession we're in or something, but it is, it's like Wisconsin has sort of been reduced to a small town. It's not a small state. It's not one of the biggest, but it's certainly not small. But I feel like everyone I meet knows someone either from Marinette or Menominee, or they work with someone I worked with. It's, and you know, you, by the way, Rachel Monick was here last night. She said to say hello, your name came up, and she's a Terry Barr fan. So.
Oh, and I'm a Rachel fan. We worked together for quite a few years, had a lot of fun, made some difference. And,
that's
all you hope you can do when you work together in news.
So what she said, you now, this is funny because I love learning stuff about people that I already know some stuff about or that I like. I said, how did you work with Terry? And she said, you were an anchor.
Yes.
You were a news anchor. I didn't know that. Like you're like this rock star. Tell me about that. That's kind of cool.
Oh, good grief, you. Yeah, I was the main anchor when we were still NBC at Channel 11 in Green Bay, the NBC affiliate. I was a main anchor with Jay Johnson, who then ran for Congress won. And eventually, we became the Fox affiliate, one of the first in the country, and nobody knew what to expect. All we knew is we had the X-Files and the Green Bay Packers games.
Yeah.
So we thought, okay, one of these has to win for us. Well, they both did great, obviously. It was now the mid to the later 90s. And I was the main anchor. We had an hour-long newscast at 5 and an hour-long newscast at 9. And I did both of those and then also traveled with the Packers and did a lot of reporting, too, because I never wanted to just sit behind the desk. That would have driven me crazy.
Yeah, right. I believe that. I mean, you're such a vivacious person. What do you like better? What do you like, TV or radio better?
I have always loved both equally, but when I was in radio originally, I started in Green Bay at WIXX Radio.
Yeah.
When I was originally in radio, and I did part-time summers when I was in high school, but when I went to college, I realized, I want to try this TV thing. So I double majored radio and TV, and then also political science and journalism minors, just because I wasn't sure. So when I did get my first full-time radio job, I was really lucky to be able to work part-time at WBAY, Channel 2 in Green Bay. And then from there, I got my first full-time anchor job in Wausau and then just kind of bounced all over the place from there because that's what I wanted to do.
That's so cool. Okay, so when I was a kid, when I moved to Wisconsin when I was in junior high, I remember a WIXX DJ called Bill LeMay. Do you remember that name?
I certainly do. Yes.
He had
and
a great
voice. I may go back a little bit. I worked with Randy Dean. I think he was even before Bill LeMay.
Okay. Yeah. The earliest one I remember was Bill LeMay, but I just remember he had a really cool voice.
Yeah. Well, takes one to know one. Hello.
Who, you?
No, you.
Oh, I have a beautiful Irish tenor, Terry. That's what I try to speak. I try to speak in a very sing-songy Irish tenor, but it doesn't always work. But hey, so you have a big show coming up tomorrow, like you always do. Tell us what's on tap.
Oh, we are so excited to have the listening party coming in. We always call it, it's a live concert from 9 to 10 every Saturday night. Replay same time on Sunday, but you really want to hear it live on a Saturday night.
Yeah.
The listening party, they're based in Milwaukee. They've been together and touring the country for the last 10 to 12 years. And I'm not kidding when I say that. They do like 200 shows a year, and even shows coming up. They have some great Green Bay shows. They have shows in Appleton, but they're also going to Ohio and South Carolina and New York. And it, I mean, they're just taking it all over. And they've got this new music that people are just really digging right now.
Yeah, you sent us a sample, and Conrad and I listened to it earlier. It's great. So let's play. tell me the name of the band one more time.
Listening Party.
Conrad, let's fire that up. This is a listening party there on Max Inc. tomorrow night with Terry Barr. Give him a listen. Here we go.
I swear to God, she's killing me. She wanted eggs, so I scrambled three. She wanted four. So now I'm driving back to the good old Piggly Wiggly.
How fun is that?
Her belly aches, and now she feels fine. She don't like hers, so she wants mine. Just like Wisconsin weather, she can never make up her mind. She was always saying, show me the world, so we both playing. She said, take me home,
take me home.
I miss my daddy back in out of Gamey County. She wants to get it going and then slow it down. She can't wait to leave and then stick around. Just like Wisconsin weather, she can never make up her mind. She loves me so. Just wait 5 minutes, and she's so cold. Just like Wisconsin weather, she can never make up a damn mind.
Yeah.
Woo!
I love that. What a party that was.
Can you imagine being live in the studio with them tomorrow night from 9 to 10? It's going to be crazy. And everything I know about them, it's all about their live shows, that they just really bring the energy.
I totally believe that.
Oh my gosh, it's going to be a live concert, and I hope everyone will listen, and you can find your local station across the state to listen to. Go to civicmedia.us, or we have a website too, maxincradio.com.
Yeah, it's so great. You got to check out the show. What genre would you say? Is it grassroots, rockabilly?
They actually call themselves folk Americana.
Oh, yeah.
But I feel like they're more than that. I don't know. That's a really good question.
I would be curious as... Okay, well, that's...
Yeah.
Yeah, but
I'll
they
ask
sound
them
like
again
a...
tomorrow night if they've changed their mind on that.
Okay. see if you can twist their arm. I'm just saying, you know. Hey, what is your favorite type of music to listen to at home? I know you're a Kiss fan. You went to the last Kiss concert. You seem like someone who just likes all different kinds of music. You love concerts. What do you listen to? What's your favorite to listen to at home? And what's your favorite to listen to when it comes to having guests in the studio?
Oh, I love this kind of music that we just heard when we have the guests in the studio, because they're telling stories through their songs. So it makes it really easy to ask them questions about their songs and about their, you know, what was the intention of your song? But if I listen to songs when I'm driving or just other times, I love things that are more kind of old school rock. Like, I love Cheap Trick. Cheap Trick, the son of Cheap Trick, basically, Rick Nielsen, the guitar player in Cheap Trick, his son, Miles Nielsen, has an amazing band based out of Rockford.
Oh, really?
And yeah, and his songs are incredible. He edges on rock, but it's in a way where every song still tells a story. And you can hear every little thing that is meant to be heard in those stories. And I think that's what I veer toward more as I hate to say it, as I get a little older.
That's a really good answer. And so what's your next concert, Terry? I know you probably got something lined up.
Oh, I do.
Okay. Lay it on us.
Okay. You are going to laugh. I got a call from one of my best girlfriends from grade school this morning. We are going to see Barry Manilow in July.
Why did I know you were going to say that? It's so weird. In my head, I'm always like sometimes I'll ask somebody something and I'll already say this would be a really funny response if she just said Manilow. And here you are.
Oh,
that's
I'm
actual...
all over it. You bet.
Oh,
I would have to say two of the best shows I have ever seen, of course, Kiss and Barry Manilow.
Oh, that's so
I mean,
great.
They both bring a show in
it's
very
so different,
different ways,
too.
Obviously.
Yeah.
But if you go to either one, if you would have gone to Kiss, you still have a chance to go to Barry. He's going to be out all year. The show is ridiculous. It's so good.
That's so great. Terry, thanks so much for being with us tonight. Have a great show tomorrow night.
Thank you, Pete.
All
Have
right.
a great weekend.
Anytime.
Everybody,
you too.
Too.
That's Terry Barr, host of Max Inc. Check out our show tomorrow night on Civic Media. When we come back, Conrad and I talk slang. It's Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back. Just a couple more texts here from our question tonight, which was, what day, if you had to live a day over and over, what day would it be and why? And Rico has been very active on the text line tonight. But I got my own text. I have someone who refuses, a friend of mine who refuses to text in on the text line. He says, my honeymoon with my third wife. It's not like a day, is it? It's like a whole week. I guess that kind of counts. And then Rico again from the 608. Remember the old bumper sticker, Wisconsin, you're among friends. I do remember that and how true it is. Thank you. Thank you, Rico. Great text tonight. Next week on the show, syndicated columnist Greg Schwem will be here on Wednesday night. And Eric Rathsack, a Green Bay, a phenomenal musician locally here. He will be in the studio on Thursday night. So I am very excited. I have not met Eric yet. But this guy's music is really amazing. So you've probably already heard him. You probably already know who he is if you listen to the station. I have not met him in person yet, so I'm excited to have him in the studio. Conrad, have you been around when he's performed here?
I have not.
He's great. Check out his videos. What are you going to watch this weekend?
Oh, I'm going to watch this new show. It's called Mr. and Mrs. Smith, and it's on Prime Video.
Oh, I've seen that.
Did you watch or just the trailer?
No,
for
I've
it?
Just seen the ads. It's based on the movie, right?
Yeah, I believe so. It's the same concept,
right?
Not based on the same people.
Okay,
I believe. Yeah. But it looks fantastic, and the whole series is streaming already. You don't have to wait
a
week.
Oh my god, that's
so
great!
Yeah, I might just binge it right when I get home.
That's old school streaming. That's fantastic. Yeah, I've been watching this show, "Fool Me Once" on Netflix, and I like it. The star is this girl, Michelle Keegan, and she's her husband dies and she has to solve the murder, and there's all kinds of twists. Usually sometimes twists can get annoying, but they're pretty good in this, so I like it so far. All right. So as we started the show, we told you that today's Groundhog Day, obviously. We played a couple clips from Groundhog Day, the movie, which is one of my all-time favorite movies. Funny, sweet, just a great movie. Great date movie. Great movie for midwinter and Groundhog Day, actually. And then we also reported that Carl Weathers had passed away. Carl Weathers was an NFL football player and one of the very few, I would say, other than maybe Fred Dreyer, who made that leap into acting, and it wasn't weird. Like, Fred Dreyer was pretty good, and he didn't do anything that wasn't in his wheelhouse. And I think Carl Weathers did the same thing. They were really good in the roles they did. We have one more clip I want to play from Carl. This is from Rocky III, Carl Weathers and Sylvester Stallone. Go ahead, Conrad.
Inside, baby. Side to side. Move your head.
Watch him now. Watch him. Right. Remember, he's got two hands, right?
Damn, man, what the hell are you doing? Come on, Rock. It's not a game. You want to live in the hospital for 5 weeks this time? You thought I was tough? This jump will kill you. Come on, come on. Get your head on your shoulders, man. Think about the fight. Think about the fight. Clubber Lang's in here. He's trying to hurt you, Rock. He's trying to hurt you. Okay, here he comes. Jab. He's jabbing. He's jabbing. He's trying to hurt you. You gotta fight him. You gotta move.
Nothing else. Take the meeting. He's up against the rope. Here he goes to the corner.
Classic Rocky slow motion scene.
There is no tomorrow. There is no tomorrow. There is no tomorrow.
Carl Weathers, no longer with us, but left some pretty good movies behind. He died, I think he was
76.
76.
Yeah.
Okay. And I said it before, like, you see a guy who is built like that, it looks like he doesn't have an ounce of fat on him, and like he's crazy in shape. You think a guy like that's going to live to be like 125, but he left some good movies behind. All right. One more clip I want to get to. We didn't get to this the other night, Conrad. It was the Wonder Years anniversary of the airing of the Wonder Years in 1988. And one of my favorite, I liked the Wonder Years back then. It was okay. It was a good show, but I loved when the Simpsons would parody the Wonder Years, which they did frequently. And this is one instance where the Simpsons had a little fun with the Wonder Years.
Part-time job is the answer.
Oh, Mom, I couldn't ask you to do that. You're already taking care of Maggie, and Lisa is such a handful.
She means you should get a job, stupid.
Me?
Get a job? Were they serious? I didn't realize it at the time, but a little piece of my childhood had slipped away. Forever.
Bart, what are you staring at?
Nothing.
He didn't say it, and neither did I, but at that moment, my dad and I were closer than we ever...
Bart! Stop it!
Sorry. Do everything.
The Simpsons. Been on the air for about 36 years now, maybe? That's incredible. So also, Conrad, I mentioned this to you earlier. Today is... there was a song that graced our airwaves called No Scrubs. And it got me thinking about slang terms. Some of them like come and go, like the word diss. I remember the first time I heard that, I was on stage and some guy said that to me. I kind of took a shot at him and he said, "You're dissing me." I had no idea what he was talking about. That was the first time I ever heard the word diss. So, but it's still with us. But scrubs, I don't hear that anymore. So what is the deal with slang? Do you have a favorite slang word?
It was funny when you said scrubs to me, and I thought you were talking about the nurse's outfit.
Yeah, no scrubs. Well, I got to wear something. Yeah.
I can't say I have an actual favorite slang word that I use.
Yeah. I looked up these terms. These are not really used much anymore, but I still like some of them a lot. The cat's pajamas. I love that phrase.
I've heard that one.
Yeah. It was a phrase used in the 20s to describe something or someone as being excellent or outstanding. Love it. I still use that occasionally, and people look at me like I'm nuts. The bee's knees, similar to the cat's pajamas, also meant kind of the same thing. Conrad, do you know what a flapper is?
Are they talking about someone who, like, talks a lot?
No, it's women who wore short skirts and had a liberated lifestyle.
I didn't know that
she's
one.
She's a real flapper. And then 23 skidoo, a phrase used in the early 20th century to tell someone to leave or move quickly.
I haven't heard that one.
I've heard it. I never knew what it meant, though. Hey, you got a 23 skidoo, pal. All right. Thanks so much for being with us. I'd like to thank my guest, Tim Cavanaugh, Terry Barr. Thank you, all the texters. Great stuff, as always. Tune in next week. We got another several fun shows planned. Always great to talk to you guys on Nightlight and have you spend some time with me. And I hope you enjoyed it, too. Have a great weekend, Conrad. And, yeah, this has been Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. Good night, Wisconsin. Hey, yeah.